Here with head coach of the women's and men's golf programs, Jeff Roop, here on the Tiger Sports Network, following up on what was a season to remember for both teams, particularly the men, after finishing in a tie for sixth place at the NCAA Division III Championships, as well as capturing their first North Coast Athletic Conference Championship since 1992. Coach, I think I speak for a lot of folks around Wittenberg when I say congratulations. Certainly this is a season that is going to go down as one of your best and one of your more memorable, at least during your coaching career.
Yeah, thank you very much. It certainly was something to remember. We had a lot of highlights on both sides of the coin this year with the women and the men, and obviously capping it with a nice showing at the NCAA tournament with the men was a great way to go.
We'll begin there in our conversation with your first All-American since 1992. Craig Osterbrock finishes in a tie for 17th overall in the NCAA championships. Just a freshman, along with three sophomores and a junior. Youth didn't seem to matter too much to this team in their first NCAA appearance.
Yeah, these guys, they came in ready to play golf right off the bat. These are guys who've been playing all the AJGA events and the FCWTs and all the summer events for years and years and years, and playing against seasoned veterans, against young kids. So when they got here, they were freshmen only in academic status, or sophomores in academic status, but not when it came to athletics and what they could do on the golf course. So I think I told you earlier in one of our interviews that as long as I stayed out of the way, that we were going to be okay with this group of guys, because they can play and they work hard and they're very passionate about golf. So it was exciting to see regardless of their age, but I sure am glad to have them back next year too.
It will be an entire returning squad next year. You had, it seemed like, somebody different stepping up on each day, either in the NCAA championships or in the NCAC championships. Obviously, it's nice to have them all playing well at the same time, but at the same time, if somebody's going to step up, it's nice to have somebody different step up every day.
Yeah, my assistant coach, Andy Bonar, pointed it out to me at the NCAC tournament, the championship, that if Ben held on to his lead, Ben Smith held on to his lead, that we were going to have an individual medalist from the top five. Each guy would win a tournament throughout the course of the season, which I thought was pretty amazing, to have five guys who are capable of stepping up and winning golf tournaments at any time. So it was nice that you didn't have to lean on that one guy every time. You knew if your number one player was bad, had a bad day, that number four player might step up that day, that anyone's capable of shooting 67, 68, 70, whatever it might be. So depth, yeah, there's something to be said for depth. It's nice to have.
14 rounds under 300 this season obviously has to be pleasing to you. It not only does it speak to depth, but it speaks to consistency. Talk a little bit about just understanding that this team was able to go out there and produce something that they had a tremendous difficulty doing just a season ago.
Yeah, that speaks to the depth again. The fact that, you know, when that one guy had a 78 or 79, that there was someone stepping up that day who was going to shoot 70, 71, 72. So I think, they really understood what it meant to play as a team this year. They knocked down the amount of double bogeys and beyond that our players had. They understood if they made a bogey, that just meant their teammate had to make a birdie, and they were confident enough in their teammates to have their backs. So, it was indicative of the kind of players that we have and the experience that they have on the golf course, that you knew any day we could step out there and set a school record. So it was nice to have that feeling.
11th after day one and after the cut day at the NCAA Division III Championships. Then all of a sudden your team starts to catch fire. They shoot under 300 in both of the third and fourth rounds of the tournament. Talk about that back half of the tournament, because all of a sudden top six, top seven seemed like an awfully realistic scenario.
Yeah, Golfstat needs to post a little link to the Weather Channel, I think, on their website when they're showing scores, because that first day we played in 45-degree temperatures for 5 hours when it started raining two holes into it and didn't stop for 5 hours, basically. So the first couple of days, we got the bad half of the draw, and I was glad that the guys fought through it. They made the cut. They played solid golf on day two. Day one, it was just a battle of attrition at that point. But then we knew once we got through those first 2 days, we had good weather in the forecast, and we could make up some ground on the golf course that really was pretty similar to Windy Knoll as far as the construction of the golf course goes. So we felt very comfortable on the golf course. It was nice to start making that move up the leaderboard. We were thinking, hey, we can get into the top 10. We had a rain delay probably two-thirds or three-quarters of the way through the last round, and I just happened to click on Golfstat on my BlackBerry, and I was like, oh, tied for sixth. Well, it was pretty exciting to see that we had got that far up the leaderboard, and we only had a couple holes to play. So we were proud of the fight and determination they had throughout the week.
Talking with head coach Jeff Roop of the men's and women's golf program, following up on what was a spectacular spring, well, a spectacular 2009-2010 season, all told. And it all began in the fall of 2009 with your team claiming a fairly substantial lead in the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships. A little bit of worry maybe in day number four of the NCAC Championships, but all told, your team was able to pull out a 35-stroke victory, first conference championship since 1992. That's to be pretty special as well.
Yeah, and we knew Ohio Wesleyan was going to put up a pretty good fight in event number four over at Kenyon's golf tournament. I mean, any good team is going to – they're going to make a run at you. It was a matter of, just – sustaining our momentum that we had put together the first three events and saying, okay, let's get back into this. And I was very glad the guys came out and put together a good final round, got us back in the golf tournament, and almost won the golf tournament after being down 15 strokes the first day. So the run they put together there at the end was nice. The culmination of the four rounds was great. It was nice to have that cushion because you knew that they were going to come back and make that run at you. But all told, it was not necessarily surprising, but it was very gratifying to see the guys sort of put the pedal to the metal, especially at our home event, and lengthen that lead over Ohio Wesleyan in our third tournament. So it was a great year for the NCAC for sure.
When you look back at your first season here just a couple of campaigns ago, this is a much different golf program now than what it was when you first got here, a middle of the road in the North Coast Athletic Conference program. What's the biggest difference between year one and now year three as head coach of the Wittenberg Golf Program?
I told a kid we were leaving the golf tournament the first year at Allegheny, and we had made some dumb mistakes down the stretch, and we were just sort of joking around, and he said, hey, coach, what do you think when I don't know what it was. Let's say we were two over coming into 15, and all of a sudden we're 15 over by the time we end. He said, what do you think? And I said, well, I think I got to recruit better. And we were joking, and I was kidding around, and it went, it was funny at the time. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, that's how you build a golf program. So we have spent an inordinate amount of time on recruiting, both on the men's side and women's side. And the recruiting's paying off. We're bringing in guys who are looking at higher level golf programs as far as the divisional status go, but they see everything they can accomplish here. Everything I promised to our sophomores and freshmen is what we're accomplishing now. We won 6 of 12 golf tournaments. We went to the NCAA tournament. We won the NCAC championship. They've got a chance for individual accolades. So it helps when you're able to follow through on the promises you make, because recruiting becomes not an easier process, but the sell becomes much easier.
And the quality doesn't end on the golf course. Jordan Melleis was named to the NCAA Elite 88. Perhaps you can elaborate a little bit on what that means and how special of an accomplishment that is.
Yeah, the Elite 88 Award was something that was only brought to our attention, or at least to my attention, maybe a week to 10 days before it actually happened. And I don't know if it was a slip-up on the part of the NCAA or the golf committee or whatever it was, but as soon as I saw what the award was, I said, oh, I got the guy right here. I said, and if I could nominate a freshman, I might have the guy right here too with Craig Osterbrock, because they're both great student-athletes. But the day of the award, when we're playing our practice round, I had to run in, open up my laptop, and nominate Jordan for the award because I knew he'd win it. I mean, he's a great student-athlete. And it's just such a great honor to have 88 championships, and at each championship, they honor the highest GPA at that championship. Jordan is a perfect representative of the university, of what it means to be a true student athlete. So that was probably our proudest moment the entire week. Whatever we did from that point on was just icing on the cake. So Jordan has just got a bright future ahead of him, both academically and athletically.
When you look at some of the records that this team is either setting, or at least the names in which it's throwing its hat into, with the third best ever finish in the NCAA tournament, the first championship since 1992, does it put it into perspective the fact that this team is doing something that a Wittenberg golf program hasn't done for almost 20 years?
I tell you what puts it into perspective is the emails that I get from, the emails and phone calls and support I get from the alums. That actually puts it in perspective, because I'm getting emails that say, thanks for putting the pride back in Division III golf on our program, taking us back to the top of Division III golf, putting us back on the map. You're doing a great job. The guys are doing awesome. That's what puts it in perspective, because when I got here, I'm not so sure that most of these guys knew anything about what we were up to recently. Now all the alums are supportive. I had a couple classes in the 1950s who came out to the golf tournament at Hershey to walk around with us and spend some time with us. So that puts it in perspective how proud the alums are of the program. And hopefully the guys who are playing now will be equally proud, you know, when they get to that point as well in their life. So I think it's just it's a wonderful a statement of what the guys are doing, that they're being noticed by their peers.
Talking golf here with head coach Jeff Roop of the men's and women's programs. We'll shift focus over to the women, because they had a strong season in their own right. Three players averaging under 90 on the campaign, led by sophomore Annie Boosom. Talk a little bit about their season, as well as what we look forward to, because next year there will be a North Coast Athletic Conference championship on the women's side.
Yeah, their season, while on paper you might not see any championships, it was as successful as any season we've ever had here. And I say that because we played top-notch, top-flight competition all the time. We were putting ourselves up against the best. I'm a firm believer in the theory that in order to learn how to hand out your lumps, you have to take your lumps for a while and understand what it means to be a good program. And we started to put together some really great rounds. I mean, we shot 322 at Northern Kentucky. We're leading half the Division II field, leading every Division III team, including a bunch of nationally ranked Division III teams. We started to play it up to our potential at that point and come into our own and start to be recognized nationally. And I started to get emails and text messages and phone calls from friends and alums regarding the girls at that point as well. So the women have come light years from where they were when I got here, and I think that it's just going to continue to grow. The NCAC is a great recruiting tool as well, now that we have a conference and the players can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that at some point there's going to be that AQ as well. We had two teams this year in Worcester and Ohio Wesleyan. There are likely to be other teams joining the conference as well pretty soon. So I mean, I just think there's a buzz and excitement about the conference championship and the fact that eventually there'll be an automatic qualifier with it as well.
And naturally with it comes some of the rivalries, because of the fact that now all of a sudden you associate Ohio Wesleyan, Worcester, Denison, Kenyon as the teams that you're going to see on a regular basis, but now you want to beat them because you know you're going to face them in the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships. You saw the men all of a sudden take on the rivalries with Wesleyan and Allegheny and some of the other top teams on the men's side. Do you expect that same thing to happen on the women's side as well?
Yeah, it's been happening with Allegheny for the last couple of years. They're the top team, I would say, the team to beat in the NCAC. They've had a team that's gone to the national championship, I think, all the last 4 or 5 years. So those rivalries will start to develop. You can see it develop when we hosted the preview the same weekend the guys hosted the NCAC event number 3. You could see those same type of rivalries developing at that point as well. And I think it's just going to be a great thing for women's golf in general to have a couple conference events at the end of the year. Like I said, it's going to lead to that automatic qualifier. You're going to know when you step out of league what your league opponents are doing, how they're playing, where they rank in golf stats. So, yeah, I think it's just going to add a nice buzz and excitement to the whole process.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to next year already as they add the 23rd varsity sport to the North Coast Athletic Conference. And also, they, of course, see the Tigers hope to defend a North Coast Athletic Conference championship on the men's side. Thanks a lot, Jeff. And again, congratulations on a strong season.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
That is head coach Jeff Roop of the men's and women's golf program talking with us here on the Tiger Sports Network.